Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
For New England Patriots fans who were disappointed their team didn't make the playoffs despite 11 wins last season, the wait for the next season is over. With quarterback Tom Brady back at the helm after missing most of last season with a knee injury, the Pats open the season tonight on Monday Night Football at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough against the Buffalo Bills. Mike Reese will be covering this and all the Patriots games. Formerly of the Boston Globe, Mike begins work today at ESPNBoston.com. We asked him what to expect.
The expectations are very high this season for the Patriots, and it comes right back to having Tom Brady back at quarterback, and they've added some other impressive players on offense, and the feeling around the National Football League is that the Patriots' offense should be one of the best in the entire league.
Is the big question for the Pats' offense centered on Tom Brady's knee? Is he healthy? Is he ready to play?
That is the big question, and it does all hinge on Tom Brady, and in terms of his health at this point, I think he's further along than a lot of people thought he would be.
Does that mean 100% or something less than 100%?
I'd say it's still something less than 100%, but you know, 90% of Tom Brady, let's say if that's the number, is probably better than most of the quarterbacks around the NFL.
There have been some big departures from the team, primarily on defense. So let's talk about the defense for a minute. And chiefly, I'm talking about Teddy Bruschi, who retired, Richard Seymour, who was traded, as well as Rodney Harrison and Mike Vrabel. How big a loss are those four guys?
Those four guys are very big losses for the team, both on the field, but maybe even more so off the field and in the locker room. All four players were great leaders for the Patriots. So I think one of the big questions facing this defense this year is which players will step up and become the leaders.
Do they have enough on defense right now? Do the Patriots have enough on defense to stop the big offenses in the AFC?
I would say that that is up for debate, and my thought is if they didn't have that great offense that they were complimenting, the answer would probably be no, but this defense has a larger margin for error than other defenses around the league because the Patriots' offense with Tom Brady back is probably going to score around 28 points a game average, and so that defense has a little bit more margin for error.
Beyond Brady and the offense and the possibility of 28 points a game on average, what are the strengths of this team?
Well, I would say you mentioned the offense. I think the head coach, Bill Belichick, is one of the brightest minds in the game. And when you look around the league, more than 10 teams have new head coaches this year. So in a way, the Patriots had a head start on all the other teams in terms of already having their system in place. And they're really building on that foundation that's been there over the last 9 years.
Big picture, beyond the things we've talked about, what are the weaknesses of the Patriots?
Well, I would say defensively, last year they really struggled. They were 26th out of the 32 teams on third down, and that's a key down because that's when, if you can stop the opposition, you turn it back over to your offense. So I think weaknesses, they need to be able to pressure opposing quarterbacks better on third down, and their coverage in the secondary needs to be better as well.
Right now, I have in front of me the NFL Preview Scouting Report, which you wrote for the Boston Globe. You have the Pats as the number one team in the AFC East, so you think they're going to make the playoffs?
I do think they'll make the playoffs, and I think the division helps them because I don't see the Buffalo Bills being a primary contender. I think the New York Jets with a rookie quarterback, they're going to have some early growing pains. And the Miami Dolphins, who won this AFC East division last year, I think they'll be a formidable foe, but I just think having Tom Brady back will make the Patriots the class of the division.
Of course they could be, but do you think they will be in the Super Bowl?
I don't think they will be there, and it's just a hunch, and it's always so hard to project it this time of year, but I keep coming back to that defense, and they had questions last year. They've tried to rectify them this year, and the early signs in the preseason are that there's still question marks there.
Mike Reese, thanks a lot. Appreciate your talking to us on Morning Edition.
Thanks, Bob.
Mike Reese reports on the New England Patriots for ESPNBoston.com.